That kid's got more moves than a U-Haul.
This week on Altoons, the Alpha and the Omega in terms of cheering on the Chasins, piano and Spanish guitar instrumentals go head-to-head, and the sun sets on the Darvel. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isle Tunes for the week of January 12th, 2025. Speaking of U-Hauls, as Jackie Robichaud mentioned at the opening, I've just parked an orange and white behemoth full of island music for you, and I'm about to let down the ramp in the back and move these selections out for you to hear. Some of them I had to strap down, and others I had to bubble wrap the hell out of, but they have all been transported safely, and I now leave them in your tender care. Only one thing, though. Why does the license plate still say Arizona? Now, if you've lived on this gentle island for any length of time, whether born of its soil or forever considered a CFA, you know the word Chasin. And I don't mean like Chasin the Ace, which so many of you are fond of. No, I mean the Chasin family. And they are such a presence in this province that you could throw a potato and hit one of these guys. And I hope you apologize when that happened. I can't keep track of how who is related to who, but I do know that the patriarch of the Rollo Bay clan was Joseph Chasin, who founded the Rollo Bay Fiddle Festival in 1976. Nearly 50 years on, Joe Pete's grandson, Tim Chasin, is blown up in a way that extends not just beyond PEI, but beyond Canada. As a surviving member of the East Pointers, Tim and bandmate Jake Charing just got done sweeping through stages in the Midwest and Northeast United States, and they're about to hit the UK and Australia. I'm exhausted just thinking about that, but somehow in the middle of it all, the East Pointers found the time to release the aptly titled EP Anniversary, which is meant to mark 10 years since their first record in 2015. That EP just came out Friday, that means 2 days ago, so it's only right that I play the new and title track Anniversary for y'all. And while I'm at it, I'm gonna do some major throwbacking into the musical history of the Chasins because I can. But let's start with the Pointy Easters and their anniversarial track that is most worthy of an
Isle Tunes world premiere.
I couldn't get out of bed, I know I'm difficult, so I turned to drinking instead. It wasn't medicinal. 10 years in a trip to Newfoundland, just wanna play banjo in a band, give all my money to that homeless man. Anniversary today, get a job, they used to say, to say.
December 1.
1979 was a year famous for disco, but that's also when brothers Kenny, Kevin, and Peter Chasin recorded this double homage, the medley Air Dedicated to Joseph and Margaret Chasin, Air in Memory of Aunt Jen, and it's homaged on Isle Tunes. The LP the Chasin Brothers of PEI mostly consisted of traditional Scottish fiddle ditties, but Peter composed this one. Kenny did up a couple of jigs on the record as well. It's one of the earliest recordings from this musical dynasty. Not that one. And thankfully, Papa Joe Pete was still around to hear his son's handiwork. He passed away 2 years later in 1981. I don't recall seeing Chevron stations here on the island, but you do the same thing there that you do at other stations. You pump out the gas. This Chevron, however, pumps up the jams. Select a Chevron, that is, and as a DJ, he selects bangers of all kinds for parties, weddings, corporate events, and the like. He's already up to work the crowd at the opening night gala of the Black Cultural Society of PEI later this month on the 25th. Selecta produces his own beats too, and in 2023 the Bahamian artist got together with other PEI hip-hop notables on the record Jungle. When you're diagnosed with hemophilia as a toddler and told you won't live past 12, I would wager you'll learn to make the most of every single moment. I think that's why he's on the go. The name of this track featuring KM and C. Ruth. Selecta Chevron, fueling up Isle Tunes.
Cause you owe it to yourself sometimes, girl. Throw it back one time, remind me of those old times. Back in those days, I didn't have to stress those days. Nothing on my mind those days. Wasn't on my grind those days. No mind, it's just money, it ain't funny. I'm trying to get to the top, I don't wanna live bummy. Look crummy, just saying. I don't wanna sell my soul either. What's the lesser of the two evils? Running my mind like all of the time.
My tears, the event was fierce, the beginning was the end and the start of the way of life and the meaning of fear in the place of strife and our stripes. Chandler calls me Wesley Snipes. Oh, it must be nice to be gold and covered in eyes. I'm shining, roots the timing right when I hit my goals. Do that with jetpack, wait my turn, still can't protect that peace of mind deep down, a mental cannot be put down. Minimum two now, blazing my zoo loud, read with crew now, step by step, check mark, repeat work, break the cycle, deliver the miracle. The road is long and the mission is hot now. Two by two or three, you see the girls, they come to me. JVC, I went to sea to swim, scuba gear and all. Thank you, Lord. Loic said, thank you, Lord, I'm blessed up. That's my bro. Hit the stage and flow, touch and go. Came with light and do a show. Wow, it's amazing. It's the season to be reaping, to be great, to be winning with your friends, with your crew. And it's the season to be winning yourself.
Selecta Chevron featuring KM and C. Ruth on Isle Tunes on the go. Coming up, writing a song for Justin Bieber and Deux pour le prix d'un with Zélian Arsenault. You know how there are those that want to strike stuff out of school books because they don't like what those passages imply and or the pages talk about people they don't consider people? Yeah, that ain't how it goes around here. True, most of the tidbits from the past I pass on here aren't of any great import, but they're still the real deal, and gleaned by poring through islandnewspapers.com, this is This Week in PEI History. January 12, 1926, the Charlottetown Guardian reported that a meeting of the Prince Edward Island Publicity Association had been held the night before. One speaker thought that a publicity bureau should be organized, feeling that not many outside the island knew of its booming Fox business or the fact that PEI was shipping more seed potatoes than the rest of Canada put together. Another member stated that the province was, quote, not as widely known throughout the world as it should be, unquote. What, Anna Green Gables wasn't doing it for yous? I may be misinterpreting all this, but I get the feeling that this publicity association was the beginning of Tourism PEI, don't you? January 13th, 1916. The Daily Examiner employed the headline Cheese Factory Meeting to inform islanders that they were invited to a public assembly at Mount Stuart Hall 3 days hence to discuss the building of said factory. The president of the New Perth Dairying Association was to speak at the function, and a full attendance was requested, the importance of the meeting being emphasized. I guess they wanted to make sure everyone was there to cut the cheese. January 15, 1965. The Guardian relayed the comments of an A.D. Margison, president of the Island Development Company, who said that the then proposed Northumberland Causeway, not sure when the name changed to the Confederation Bridge as we know it, was indeed financially feasible, and if Ottawa kept dragging their heels about paying for it, the island could fork over for it itself. Margison had a stake in whether or not the bridge happened, as he also owned a Toronto engineering firm that was lobbying the federal government to build it. I wonder if he still would have been so gung-ho about it if he had known that we wouldn't actually have the bridge for another 32 years. Ah, progress and its wheels. So slowly they turn.
Hi, this is Ann Peters from Takeda Takeda, and you're listening to Isle Tunes with Adam Michael James.
I'm not exactly sure when I decided that keeping a journal was lame, but yelling the exact same thoughts at people was not only acceptable, but worth doing. Well, there are days when I'm tired and I wonder how many more songs like this people could ever care to listen to.
Not quite self-deprecation,
but I think it's a value to explore. When picking apart my head seems the only thing I'd like to do. So take me out of this city. Can we go sleep on a beach? I need a campfire, need a drink. Need to tear my throat up, 'cause I hate having to wonder if my motives are
the pop-punk stylings of Money in the Banana Stand and their composition Political Song for Justin Bieber to sing on iTunes. No word as to whether or not the Biebs took up the microphone on their behalf, but the track was included on the Banana Standers' 2011 album Giant Steps 2. In true punk fashion, there is no Giant Steps 1. Childhood friends Joel Young and Steve Brown formed the group 2 years earlier, and once they got their changing lineup solidified, they got to work crafting their own blend of, as I said, pop and punk, while throwing some rock and folk into the mix. Giant Steps 2 was recorded in a barn, and if there's truth to the phrase "there's always money in the banana stand," a line of dialogue out of the TV show Arrested Development from which the band took its name, then clearly I need to stop searching between my couch cushions for it. Do we have any banana stands on PEI? Maybe strewn among our dairy bars during the summer? Hey, let's get into some more instrumentals, shall we, though, from different categories than the Chasins fiddling around earlier in the show. Most 9-year-old boys are big on Legos, Erector sets, or at least they were when I was 9. What are these kids into nowadays besides gaming? Anyway, when Max Kinleyside was 9, he was less into any of those things and more into Scott Joplin. For those who need the refresher, Scott Joplin, he was just the king of ragtime and an American who, ironically, is most famous for the Maple Leaf Rag. 9-year-old Max learned to play it and parlayed his piano skills into albums, performing at international festivals, and running a successful business tuning and restoring pianos. Check out the one at the Barishwai Inn. It was Max who fixed that baby up. Max has, of course, tickled the ivories on a lot of tried and trues, but he also composes his own ivory ticklers, and that's what we're gonna go with here. From the 2017 album Elite Syncopations, Favorites from the Ragtime Era by the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, this is Max Kinleyside starting off an instrumental rock block of sorts on iTunes. This is The Silver Swan. Thank you. with Chris Smith on rhythm guitar, Trevor Campbell on acoustic bass, and group founder Paul Bernard on Spanish guitar. That is Este Mundo on Altoons with Serenade for Two, a mood-setting scorcher from their 2000 album Los Elementos. That was their second of three records released between 1998 and 2005. Their output not only netted them Music PEI awards, but ECMA nominations. Paul had five solo albums as well, and he long taught classical guitar plus folk guitar and jazz improvisation techniques at his own music store. Parkinson's disease keeps Paul from playing now, but this is a guy who ditched a university exam to bust out some guitar under a tree, so to say music will always be in his DNA is the understatement of understatements. Most of us are familiar with the image of Lady Justice, a symbol of impartiality that wears a blindfold to further exemplify this concept of fairness. Sometimes, though, the scales she brandishes are clearly in need of calibrating. How many times have you heard the stories of people being imprisoned for crimes they didn't commit, and the stigma following them once they're proven innocent and back on the outside? The ordeal of one such person inspired North Shore native Jenna Marie Gallant to write a song about him, a tune that served as a follow-up to her first single of 2021, which landed in the top 100 of CBC's Searchlight contest. This second single from 2022 was recorded at Don't Wake Baby Studio, with assistance from Jesse Perriard from 10 Strings and a Goatskin. Jenna Marie adds an urgency to her style of acoustic folk, and that pairs well with her story of The Innocent Man, presented as Exhibit I for Isletunes.
The gavel takes an innocent man grave. With its bang and call, it has the final say whether the verdict holds the truth or it's a lie anyway. Black robe has eyes and ears, holds the power, it causes fear. Might know not a thing, but he preaches what his heart must feel. Didn't you see it in you accept the false.
The Innocent Man, a saga sung by Jenna Marie Gallant on Isletunes. Now, if only the guilty wasn't treated like he was innocent. You know who I'm talking about. Still to come, Atlantic String Machine is sick, yo. If One Zélian is good, two is better. And the Darvel caps their career and final album with a musical telling of the planet rotating away from the light, creating the illusion of a celestial body dipping below the horizon while scattering photons turn the sky different colors. I know, it's cold and gray and the temperature's gonna dip further down still before winter is over, granted we're only 3 weeks into it calendrically, but, well, island venues have heat, you know, and the acts they put on their stages are there to warm up your soul. See what I did there? All by way of saying it's time for gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Wednesday, January 15th, Jack Pine Folk Club featuring Chris Corrigan, John Flood, Kaylin McCauley, and host Shane Pendergast. They are all folking it up at Baba's Lounge. The next night at the Lounge, January 16th, it's Island Jazz Teresa Doyle Quintet. And Friday, January 17th, Shane Pendergast has his Winter Grace album launch at the Trailside Music Hall. Looking into next week, January 23rd, Island Jazz, Jacob Redden, and the Striped Shirt Band are at Baba's Lounge. January 24th, Sarah Hagen Moonlight Sonata is at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. And January 25th has Winter Jazz featuring Tara McLean at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown. And Blue Summit 3 featuring Tightrope with Amanda Jackson and Roland Beaulieu at the Scott McCauley Performing Arts Center in Summerside. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kin Lee.
Hi, this is Richard Wood, and you're listening to Isletunes.
Someone smashed my car window. I can't afford to get it fixed. And I left you a note, so I didn't have to say. Everything I choose is so I don't get hurt or sick. I tried out a lot of things, it was never a good fit. I'm getting stuck in my ways. I know it when I look at your face. I just want a meal with a new taste.
It's making me sicker.
some machines don't function properly unless you've got five people running it, and that's how we got Quintessential Quintet Atlantic String Machine. You've just heard their latest single released last summer on July 26th, Making Me Sicker, on iTunes. Made up of Sean Kemp, Karen Graves, Jeffrey Bassett-Jones, Natalie Williams-Calhoun, and Adam Hill, these five like to hopscotch between genres and stretch themselves musically, often bringing in other collaborators and vocalists, which I'm sure has taken them to the brink of creating their own genres more than once. For this newest track, they recruited Halifax-based singer Keeper E. The Evangeline region of the island is legendaire for the legion of Acadian fiddlers it's produced over the decades, but y'all, someone's got to be the pioneer. Zéliane Arsenault was one such pioneer. Born in Saint-Raphaël in 1922, she first picked up a fiddle when she was 8, and once grown up, she and her sisters Louise, Kate, Rita, and Mary became some of the first women fiddlers on the island to perform publicly on a regular basis. Take that, patriarchy. Zéliane continued to enthrall audiences with her playing well into her 80s, from what I understand, but everything I've seen in my brief Googling would signal that her musicianship was left to enjoy live and not so much documented on vinyl or tape or disc. Here are two exceptions for you. I don't know when they were recorded, but they did feature on the 1997 compilation The Prince Edward Island Style of Fiddling. This volume, Fiddlers of Western Prince Edward Island. I hope these contributors got paid by the word. Since both of Madame Zéa's inclusions are super short, I'm gonna play them back to back. First, Zella's harmonica reel, and then Money Musk. There's a cologne I wouldn't mind dousing myself with. It's not Cinderella, it's Zella, the fairy godmother of Acadian fiddling, turning a pumpkin into this
iTunes Rock Log.
Island legend Zéliane Arsenault on iTunes with two rare recordings off of a 1997 album featuring fiddlers from up west. She left us in 2015 at the age of 92, I believe, and in case you didn't already know that PEI has an army of Arsenaults famous for their musical ability, I submit that Zéliane's niece was Canadian radio and TV star Angèle Arsenault, who, in between appearances, released her own set of very successful albums that brought a modern sound to Acadian music. I am batting 1,000 in terms of bringing you interviews for 2025. I did reach out to arrange one for y'all, but... So without a plan B, we move on to plan C, which is, see, I'm gonna play you more music. And since we started this episode with a fresh release, why don't we end it with one too? Fresh and final. The Darvel got together in 2019 in Stratford, and imagine that! Thank you, Stratford slogan. They took their love of early 2000s garage rock and post-punk revival bands and molded it into their own sound. But alas, as often happens with young guys in bands, university and/or work calls, and said band must fold up. That's what happened with the Darvel, except they broke formation in that usually when a group disbands, they release an album and go through that era with singles and shows first, and then they go their separate ways. These Darvelians are doing it the other way around. They broke up first, and now they've released an album. Well, on December 27th they did anyway. It's appropriately called Sunset, and the title track is appropriately the final cut on the record. Way to wrap up a career, my dudes. Good on ya. Here is the very self-aware Sunset from the Darvel on iTunes.
If I could slow down time.
The Darvel, marking the sunset of their 5-year run with Sunset on Altoons. Here's wishing Sam, Drew, Malcolm, and the two Lucases the best with whatever comes next. And who knows, they wouldn't be the first band to make a comeback after a farewell album, would they? As for me, I'm going to do both. The farewell now, the comeback next week, as another episode of Isle Tunes comes to a close. And while we're on the topic of clothes, the kind you wear, I mean, Isle Tunes now has merch, y'all! Yup, t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, plus non-wearables like mugs and even a 2025 calendar, all slapped with the Isle Tunes logo and a great way to show your support for the show and let others know that there's a place where they can hear nothing but music from PEI artists. iletunes.creator-spring.com. That's iletunes.creator-spring.com. And all monies go toward the running of this podcast. The same is true for any fundage donated through PayPal, link in the description. And you can also donate by becoming a subscriber on Patreon, the act of which gets you access to videos of live performances and expanded interviews. patreon.com/iletunes. Please and thank you, and I'll stop asking for money now. For this episode, anyway. Hey, I want to thank Bill Hogg for subscribing to the Altoons YouTube channel. Thanks to his click, he will now be notified when new episodes get posted, and that can happen for you should you click as well. Altoons also does the social media thing. Come like the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky. In addition to my incessant promotional posts, I also post links to where you can buy the music you hear from episode to episode. This show is all about amplifying island artists, so amplify the bank accounts of those artists who do it for you. They deserve it, don't you think? If you're of a mind to make comments or suggestions, make them known by email at amj@iletunes.ca or by phone at 902-807-4250. This is also how you can get an islanderism to me. You know, a saying or catchphrase that's distinct to the island? Send me audio of yourself uttering one. I'd love to have you start out an episode with your utterance. Musical contribution to the Isle Tunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hasham. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and that's all I got for ya. Well, it's official. This coming week, 2 Hours Traffic is putting out their first album since 2013, which is only just kind of a big deal. Come back next episode, because you'll hear a cut from it. And if you're real good, well, I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to come back, aren't you? Which in itself is being real good. In the meantime, we're going into the final week of the U.S. not being a fascist state. You know, just keeping things light over here. And while Canada is still a sovereign nation which hasn't been annexed by said state as of yet, I implore you to remember the words of Gijs de Vries. Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.